The Opposite of Falling, a Dimension 20 Fantasy High podfic, written by Rainy Days and read to you by Fens and Marshes. "You ever get any for fun?" Fig asks Ida one night, finger tracing gently over one of the runes on Ida's shoulder. Ida blinks at her twice in rapid succession. "No," she says. "Before I met all of you, and we became friends." There's a quick pause, as if she still has to confirm the fact of her friendship with the bad kids, even after all this time. "I mostly did research for fun. These tattoos are all for research, so I suppose in that sense it was for fun, although I do not believe that it was in the spirit of what you intended. I was inspired by Garty." She hesitates, a flicker of uncertainty that you wouldn't catch until you were looking for it. And Fig was always looking at Ida now, shuttering her face momentarily. "Should I have a tattoo for fun? Is that normal?" Fig hums thoughtfully, furrowing her brow. "I don't necessarily think that it's normal or required," she says. "It's just that you spent your lives on Leviathan, and tattoos seem to be like a pretty regular thing there. I mean, that's where all of us got our tattoos, and none of those were for research or magic or anything." She pauses. "I guess you can say Riz's is, but I don't think it counts as academia if you're extremely high on snuff powder while you do it." "That makes sense." Ida nods quickly once. "You all participated in the act of tattooing yourselves as a gesture of friendship and self-expression. It is strange to you that I have not expressed myself like that, although I have had more opportunities to do so." Fig's eyes go very big and very sweet, and Ida twitches a little under them, as if she wants to reach out and touch her face. Fig shuffles closer in their nest of blankets, silently giving her permission, silently asking, as she gently curls herself to fit Ida's sharp edges. "I don't think that you're strange," Fig says quietly. "Or, I like it. I was just wondering if you did anything silly when you were a kid. I mean," she quirks a smile, lifts her wrists. "The first chance I got to get a tattoo, I got this, so." Ida stays quiet for a moment, contemplating. "You want to know more about me?" she asks. And Fig nods a little, flushing warm at the straightforwardness of her emotions being laid bare between them. "I understand. I want to know about you all the time, too." And Fig kisses her for that, partly to stop her from saying anything else so wonderful, and partly because she can't help herself. Ida's eyes are in research mode as she pulls away, thinking over all the things that led to Fig kissing her, considering how she could recreate the conditions in the future. "Yeah," Fig admits, quiet and awkward. I want to know more about you, I guess. I thought tattoos are kind of what you want to remember, right?" Ida frowns. "You tattooed pain onto your body. I didn't think that was something you enjoyed. Do you enjoy pain? Because I can..." Fig squeaks a little. "Nope, not channeling Kristen," she says, a little hysterically. "Why? Kristen is a lovely person." "I mean, sure, but she's also... She's very intense about sex stuff, and that's not necessarily the thing I want to talk about right now." Fig waits until Ida falls silent before she continues. "My tattoos are more about the dichotomy, I guess. The universal experience of pain and pleasure." Ida silently thinks that someone like Fig, bright and funny and effortlessly brave and cool and kind, should never have to feel pain in her life. She opens her mouth to tell Fig this, but Fig is already moving on. "And like, Kristen's is Tracker's name and Riz's is clues, and it's just, they're all things that are important to us, I guess, symbolically, so I maybe thought that I could find out what was important to you. I mean, I knew that research was, but..." "You're important to me," Ida says, blunt. "The bad kids are important to me, as are Garty and Rag and Tracker and Sandra Lynn and Galea." Fig loves her a little more for not hesitating before Sandra Lynn and Galea. "Should I get all of your names tattooed?" If it were anyone else, Fig would think that they were mocking her. "Please don't," she says, snorting at the thought of everyone's reactions if Ida got their entire party's names tattooed on her. "Like I said, it's fine if you don't want to. Not everyone does. I was just curious." She hesitates. Because I love you." Ida smiles a little at that, the crooked, helpless smile that Fig loves more than anything in the world. "I love you as well," she says, and takes Fig's wrist in her hand, traces a gentle finger over the dark ink over them. She thinks about sending a message to Gatti in the morning. This feeling, this person, this moment, she wants to remember. The end. Thank you for listening. Hey, author, I know I asked you permission to podfic this, like, more than a year ago. I'm so sorry. I got there eventually.